showed something else that I have entirely forgotten. I am afraid that I derided this detailed revelation unmercifully, and I am afraid that Rupert Grant, who, though the best of fellows, had a good deal of the sensitiveness of the artistic temperament, slightly resented my derision. He endeavoured to take a whiff of his cigar with the placidity which he associated with his profession, but the cigar, I think, was nearly bitten through. "My dear fellow," he said acidly, "I'll bet you half a crown that wherever that milkman comes to a real stop, I'll find out something curious." "My resources are equal to that risk," I said, laughing. "Done." We walked on for about a quarter of an hour in silence in the trail of the mysterious milkman. He walked quicker and quicker, and we had some ado to keep up with him, and every now and then he left a splash of milk, silver in the lamplight. Suddenly, almost before we could note it, he disappeared down the area steps of a house. I believe Rupert really believed that the milkman was a fairy. For a second, he seemed to accept him as having vanished. Then, calling something to me which somehow took no hold on my mind, he darted after the mystic milkman and disappeared himself.